ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you on this Friday, August 17th, from Washington, D.C. I often remind you that I am right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. For those of you who might hopefully, by accident, be tuning in for the first time, and we do hope that there are new people tuning in for the first time. We don't want to just sing to the choir, preach to the choir here, folks. That's why it's important you need to let your friends know about RBN. Send out emails. Send out postcards. When you send out your Christmas cards, put in a little flyer. You can make it up on your own. Tell your friends to listen right here at republicbroadcasting.org. The idea is to expand the listening audience. And, of course, we also want to expand the readership of the newspaper, for which I'm a regular correspondent, American Free Press. I happen to be at the American Free Press office this evening doing this broadcast. I'm not at home where I normally do the broadcast, and I don't have my regular setup, so it may be a little awkward this evening. I may not catch the breaks as soon as they come, but I will do my best. I won't have my computer board to know when the callers are, so I'm going to have to rely upon my producer to shout it in my ear, and I've already keyed him in to that fact. Been a very busy day here at American Free Press. You know, we just sent the latest issue to the printer last evening, and it will be in the mail today. So those of you who are subscribers should be getting it later here in the hour. In a few minutes, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about what's in this issue of American Free Press. Well, Jose Padilla was convicted, and I'm really hesitant to even say that he shouldn't have been convicted, because in this day and age where we have these madmen in the White House, George Bush and Dick Cheney and all their Jewish neoconservative pro-Israel armchair war hawk advisors, boy, that's a mouthful, but it's all true. These people are doing everything they can to crack down on freedom of expression in this country. And for those of us who even dare to suggest that maybe Jose Padilla was not guilty, or perhaps that he didn't get his constitutional rights, they might call me a supporter of terrorism. I have to be honest, folks, I really haven't paid that much attention to the Padilla case, but today, in a Washington Post, Jenny Martinez, a professor of law at Stanford University who represented Padilla before the Supreme Court and who's his attorney in a civil case regarding his treatment while in detainment, described what happened to Padilla while he was incarcerated. Of course, George Bush denied all access to his lawyers. That is, Padilla was denied access to his lawyers, his family, and the court system. Bush wanted to hold him without trial until the end of the war on terrorism. Well, the end of the war on terrorism, we told, was going to last forever. But listen to this, folks. I didn't know this, folks. I'm embarrassed to admit that I didn't know this. Padilla was allegedly subjected to sleep deprivation, stress positions, and extreme temperatures. He was held without human contact, without a clock or even natural light, with no way to know how quickly or slowly time was passing. When he was removed from his cell to visit a dentist, goggles and earmuffs were placed on him. Psychologists have long reported that extreme sensory deprivation is one of the quickest ways to drive people mad and make them willing to confess to anything. My God, ladies and gentlemen, this is on American soil. And we talk about how evil Saddam Hussein and Adolf Hitler were and how they tortured people. That's torture. Let's see how George Bush would stand up to it, ladies and gentlemen. Or Rudy Giuliani and his wife who tortured animals.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I am mad, folks. I guess you can hear that in my voice, but I, honest to God, had no idea that this kind of torture. I mean, there's been so much talk about it, but I guess I just never realized. This was actually being done. This is an American citizen being dealt this kind of treatment by his own government. Now, you know, folks, after 9-1-1, immediately after 9-1-1, I was writing in American Free Press. Within a week of 9-1-1, Willis Cardo and I were writing articles in American Free Press suggesting that the evidence was very strong indeed, that not only did Israel have foreknowledge of the events of 9-1-1, but that Israel most likely was the prime mover behind 9-1-1. We know that Attorney General John Ashcroft released what roughly some 70 Israelis who were picked up in this country on suspicion of possibly having foreknowledge or of having perhaps even been involved in the events of 9-1-1. They were released back to Israel. These were people who were known to be, as we later found out, as even admitted by the Jewish newspaper Forward, these people were known assets of Israel's intelligence agency, the Mossad. It's not something I dreamed up, not a conspiracy theory. This is according to Forward, one of the most prestigious Jewish newspapers in America. So, folks, here's the question. I wonder if these Israelis were subjected to what Jose Padilla was subjected to. I don't believe so, folks. But John Ashcroft, the devoted worshiper of the State of Israel, who even kept a Jewish mezuzah on his office, Senate office door, a man who employed a guy named Tevi Troy, who was known to refer to non-Jews as Goyim. Tevi Troy was later promoted to a position in a Bush administration. This John Ashcroft character, this hymn-singing idiot who once covered up a classical statue because the breasts were exposed, drew a curtain across it, spent $12,000 in taxpayers' money to cover up this classical statue. This guy, did he give this kind of treatment to those Israeli soldiers and intelligence officers who were suspected, at least some of them, of having been involved in the events of 9/11? No, I don't think so. Folks, it seems to me that those people should have been dealt the treatment Jose Padilla was treated to. And for that matter, some of these other people high up in the U.S. government, known sympathizers of Israel, who talked about the need for another Pearl Harbor so that the United States, on behalf of Zionism and the interests of the state of Israel, could flex its muscles worldwide. Maybe we should take Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Faith, some of these other people, maybe we should take them into custody. You know what? If I were president of the United States, folks, I would take them into custody. I would subject them to sleep deprivation, stress positions, and extreme temperatures. I would hold them without human contact, without a clock or even natural light, with no way to know how quickly or slowly time was passing. When they were removed from their cells to visit a dentist, I'd put goggles and earmuffs on them. That's what should be done. We need to find out if some of these high-level Zionist power brokers inside the United States government in these think tanks, we need to know if they were involved in 9/11, which, of course, some of them almost certainly were. This is what should be done, ladies and gentlemen. And if we had a real, honest government, that's exactly what would be done. Because we know the U.S. government lied to us from the beginning about 9/11. It's all been a lie. People want to say the Illuminati was behind it, or the Committee of 300, or the Bush family, or the Saudis, or strange combination thereof. Or some people were willing to say that maybe Osama bin Laden was working for the CIA. But folks, ultimately, when all is said and done, Israel and its intelligence service, the Mossad, and their allies in the United States government were behind 9/11 for one very simple reason. They wanted to turn the United States against the Muslim world. That's what it was all about, folks. Who was the big winner on 9/11? It wasn't the Arabs or the Muslims. It was the Israelis. As one Israeli writer put it, talking about the position of the people of the United States, we're all Israelis now. The United States was now being told that because of the terrorist attacks, Americans could understand what Israel had been subjected to. That's what 9/11 was all about, folks. It was a masterstroke, no question about it. It was one of the most evil and calculated attacks of terrorism ever inflicted anywhere at one time. Then again, we might draw back and say, well, the bombing of Dresden, that was certainly an attack, a terrorist attack. Of course, even that attack, they say only 30,000 people died, whereas other historical experts would say maybe three times that many. Folks, you know, if we ever somehow get our government back, there must be hell to pay for the people who have sold our country down the drain. There must be hell to pay for the people who have abandoned their country in favor of a foreign agenda and foreign interests. It's going to be ugly, folks. But, you know, the Jews are always saying never again because of the Holocaust. Well, you know what? That has to be the refrain of the American people, never again. Never again will we allow our country to be subjected to these false flag terrorist attacks, because that's what it was. This has been something that's been going on for a long, long time. The Mossad was a prime mover behind the JFK assassination. I'm absolutely convinced of it. more so than ever since I first began writing my book, Final Judgment, way back in maybe 1992, 1993. I'm absolutely convinced that the attack on the Murrah Building was a dry run for what happened on September 11th. I refer, of course, to the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City. The intent there, I believe, was to blame it on the Arabs, specifically Saddam Hussein. And to his credit, I believe, Bill Clinton didn't buy it. Bill Clinton and his people inside the FBI and the intelligence community tried to suppress, although unsuccessfully in many cases, evidence of Israeli meddling, Israeli manipulation, the activities of the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center in manipulating intelligence agents, informants such as Andreas Strassmeyer, the Hebrew-speaking German immigrant who ran around the United States under the tutelage and direction of one Kirk Lyons, a so-called nationalist attorney. Strassmeyer posed as some sort of white racist, neo-Nazi extremist, when in fact he was a government informant, or actually an informant apparently for the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is allied with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, a known conduit for Israeli intelligence. That's what the attack on the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City was all about. We don't know exactly what role Timothy McVeigh played. But we know, again, just like we know of 9-1-1 and the Kennedy assassinations, referring also to the assassination of Robert Kennedy. We know the whole story was told. The same thing even applies to the assassination of Martin Luther King. Say what you will about Martin Luther King, we do know that the Anti-Defamation League considered him a loose cannon. They were afraid of Martin Luther King. Now, I know a lot of people don't like Martin Luther King. They have many good reasons not to like Martin Luther King, but the fact is, the Anti-Defamation League, representing the Jewish interests in this country, didn't trust him. And I'll bet you didn't know. I've talked about it on this program. I'll bet you didn't know that James Earl Ray, Martin Luther King's accused assassin, actually said in his own prepared court filings that he believed he was being manipulated by an agent of a Jewish organization on American soil that had the interests of Israel in mind. He was, of course, referring to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Bobby Kennedy, killed by an Arab. Yeah, sure. That's called a false flag, ladies and gentlemen. John F. Kennedy, the Murrah Building, Martin Luther King. And then we had 9-1-1. That was the second attack on the World Trade Center. Jewish-American writer Robert Friedman wrote in the Village Voice that his sources told him that one of the key Arab players in the first attack on the World Trade Center was, in fact, an Israeli double agent, Ahmed Ajaj. It was in Mr. Ajaj's possession that was found the so-called Al-Qaeda manual, the manual on terrorism that was so widely quoted in the mass media. That first attack in the World Trade Center, ladies and gentlemen, was a Mossad operation. And there were traitors inside the FBI who worked in that operation. We know now that one of the key anti-terrorist figures inside the FBI was a gentleman by the name of Neil Herman. After he left the FBI, guess what he did, folks? He went to work for a short period as head of quote-unquote fact-finding. That's the spying operations of, guess what, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. How many times are they going to take us for a ride, ladies and gentlemen? JFK, RFK, Martin Luther King, the Murrah Building, the first World Trade Center attack, 9-1-1. What else has happened that we don't know about? What other things haven't we delved into that would turn out to be an Israeli false flag? There's a dirty pattern here, ladies and gentlemen. It's an underlying pattern that you cannot escape from. Tell me otherwise. If there are any supporters of Israel out there who don't buy this, who think I'm lying, call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. I'm sitting right here. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Hi. Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Michael Collins Piper here. During the break, I was reflecting upon my comments about this underlying thread we find in all of these events that have rocked our nation's history. You know, and in my book, Final Judgment, about the JFK assassination, I said something about the Kennedy assassination that applies to the assassinations of Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, both the 9-1-1 attack and the earlier attack in the World Trade Center, and also on the attack in the Murrah Building. What I said was this. I said, if you look at each of these things, or in this case, the JFK assassination, you see a very big jigsaw puzzle that displays a very remarkably complex and somewhat murky picture. On that immensely confusing picture on the front of the puzzle are all the various groups and individuals that were implicated in the conspiracy. But when you turn that puzzle over, on the back is to be found a very large and very clear picture of the Israeli flag. That flag that features that ancient symbol, the Star of David. That's what it's all about, folks. There's a lot of people that don't want to talk about that. I realize why they don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to attack people for not talking about it. There are a lot of people who are ready to attack those who don't want to talk about it. But as I say, I understand why people don't. It's very, very difficult. It's very, very controversial. You don't get invited to the nicest parties. You don't get your books reviewed in the major newspapers. People don't hear about Michael Collins Piper or any of the other people who are trying to bring out the truth. And I understand this. I understand why. But facts are facts, as the late Benjamin Friedman wrote in an essay on the subject of Zionism and its origins. Facts are facts, ladies and gentlemen. And when you look at the facts in all of these grand conspiracies, these horrendous events that have affected our nation and redirected our policies and had such an impact even on our world today, you can't get away from it, folks. Well, the United States is going to provide Israel with $30 billion in defense grants over the next decade. That's a 25% boost that Washington describes as strengthening a regional bulwark against Iran. The United States is helping Israel maintain a military advantage over foes such as Iran and Syria. Nothing new there, folks. More of the same. And we have these corrupt politicians like Rudy Giuliani and John McCain and others promoting Israel's interests, lining up a raft of pro-Israel advisors like Norman Podoretz, who's advising Rudy Giuliani. And Giuliani's mad because people are pointing out that his own daughter is supporting Barack Obama. He says, leave my family alone. Well, you heard what I had to say about his wife, Judith Nathan Giuliani, this woman who made a living destroying dogs, torturing dogs. I'm not going to leave her alone. I'm going to keep talking about it. You're going to get bored hearing about it, but I want you to tell other people about it so that I'm not the only one talking about it. It's in Vanity Fair magazine this month, if you doubt my word on it. Do we want a dog torturer as First Lady of the United States? It sounds pretty, she sounds like a torturer just by her attitude in general. It's a wonder Giuliani's still married to her. But he obviously didn't mind the fact that she tortured dogs. These are really ugly people who want to be our leaders, folks. God almighty. And then, up in Boston, there's a 91-year-old retired factory worker. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, but he's born in Lithuania. He's going to be deported from the United States because he lied about his part in the destruction of the Warsaw Ghetto in 1943, according to federal prosecutors in the Office of Special Investigations. That's a so-called Nazi hunting unit of the Justice Department. A 91-year-old man being deported because he told a lie. George W. Bush told lies, and thousands of Americans have been killed and butchered in Iraq and Afghanistan. God knows how many others have died as a consequence of the lies of George W. Bush. Maybe he should be deported. I don't think the Texans want him. Where should we send George W. Bush? Where should we send Rudy Giuliani? Where should we send all of these horrible people? I know where they're eventually going to go. But my God, what are we going to do with them in the meantime? This is just more of the same, as I always say, folks. And these things need to be told. You know, you might think that this issue of Rudy Giuliani's wife torturing animals isn't important, but I tell you what, if you want to see him lose votes, just spread the word about what his wife did. There's a lot more people in this country who care about dogs than who care about foreign policy. If that's the issue we need to defeat Rudy Giuliani, then let's do it. Let's use their tactics, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I was going to go through some of the stories that appear in the latest issue of American Free Press, but we've got some callers lined up, and since I didn't get to all the callers the other night, I'm going to try to squeeze them in here this evening. So we can hold that off for next week. By that time, a lot of you will have already gotten your issues of American Free Press in the mail. Okay, let's go to Texas with Bob in Texas. Bob, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm a little mad, Bob.
That's okay. We're on the same wavelength tonight, Mike.
I guess so.
Because I also am beginning a thread about Israel that's been clarifying for me, and you know what it is?
Go ahead.
Didn't Israel bomb Iraq's nuclear power plant back in 1980?
I think it was 1981. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the threat is this. I'm sure that within the Israeli Secret Service, there is a policy that they have to maintain nuclear superiority because they killed Kennedy, they bombed Iraq's nuclear power plant, and once you realize that that is a key policy of Israel, you know they have to do something about Iran.
That's right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I really truly believe that that is a real policy.
Well, actually, you know, Bob, I just finished up. It's one of the reasons why I was out of town last week. I had to do some last-minute work. I just finished up a new book which focuses on Israel's nuclear weapons program. And, you know, there have been other books on the topic, very detailed, very interesting books, in fact, by Seymour Hersh, who's a critic of Israel, and by two Israeli writers, several other writers. But in any case, my book focuses on not about just the fact of its history, but about the fact that Israel's nuclear weapons program is at the center of Israel's policy, and as a consequence of Israel's power through the Jewish lobby in this country over the United States, Israel's nuclear weapons policy has resulted in an Israelization of U.S. foreign policy. Israel's survival, Israel's nuclear weapons superiority, its very nuclear weapons program, has become the driving force behind United States policy. So I agree with you 100%. We are on the same page here.
Yes, and I just want to add one other thing, a side note once from that. You know, one of the reasons that Bush gave that we attacked Iraq was because it was part of our war on terrorism, because Saddam Hussein was supposedly paying suicide bombers in Palestine.
Right.
But you know what I realized today? He didn't. Saddam Hussein didn't do that until after Israel bombed their nuclear power plant.
So, well, you know, isn't that interesting? You know, that's a good point.
Israel's action created the terrorism.
That's, you know, see, again, this is precisely the point of my book, that is, we have nuclear escalation in the Middle East, if George W. Bush is to be believed. You know, he tells us that Iran wants nuclear weapons and Syria wants nuclear weapons and this person and that country. But why do they want nuclear weapons? Because there is a tiny little gangster state, a troubled and troublesome country, a country that has all sorts of problems within, a country where religious fanaticism, racism, and hatred for non-Jews is the guiding philosophy based on the Jewish Talmud.
And one other thing, Michael, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is, they don't compromise. Because if they were confronted with another Middle Eastern power that had nuclear weapons, Israel would find themselves having to compromise. And remember this, in Kennedy's Profiles in Courage, what little I know about it, Kennedy was a president. He believed in compromise. Israel, as far as I can tell, does not believe in compromise, quite the opposite. And one final thing before I give up the phone. You have to be careful when the stock market is a future predictor, okay? Anything that happens in the stock market is usually based, what happens today is usually somewhat tied to what the smart people think is going to happen in the near future,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And I believe that with the current, whenever the market turns down, the risk of an attack, a planned attack, increases, because those smart people use these down markets to get themselves out of the market kind of secretly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more likely when the market goes down that you're going to have an event occur, okay?
Well, I think, you know, and add to that the fact that that George Bush, if the polls are to be believed, is hurting. People are disgusted with the war in Iraq, but, you know, as I say, you know, although the American people constantly say they hate war, I'm sorry to say that I have become convinced that the American people are energized by war. It gives them something to hang on to. That's very sad.
No,
so the likelihood, I mean, I think the likelihood of the United States getting into Iran, and I think it's going to happen eventually, I think that the, well, let's just put it honestly, that the Jews and their controlled people here in the United States are going to orchestrate some sort of attack that will justify, will provide them what they think is a justification, and many people will buy it for an attack on Iran.
Well, if you believe, as I believe, that Israel's nuclear superiority is the most fundamental part of their policy, which they've demonstrated when they killed Kennedy, and they redemonstrated when they bombed Iraq's nuclear power plant, you've got to consider it is very, very likely that something they're going to try to instigate something with Iran.
Bob, I have to say this much. You know, you say that you believe that, and I certainly believe it, without a doubt. But listen, but Bob, here's the important thing: your beliefs and my beliefs aren't the operative factor here. What is the operative factor is that Israel's prime minister, its founding father, David Ben-Gurion, was absolutely obsessed with the nuclear bomb. Israel's founding father, Ben-Gurion, said it was the centerpiece of Israel's policy. He considered it sacred. He used that term. That's not my assessment of it. He used the Hebrew term for sacred to describe Israel's nuclear bomb and the people who were funding Israel's early nuclear weapons program, some of the wealthiest Jewish people on the face of this planet. So this is not your opinion or my opinion. We need to emphasize this. This is the opinion of Israel's founding father. It has been the foundation of Israel's entire foreign policy, the nuclear bomb, the nuclear hell bomb.
Agreed. And all I'm doing is observing and coming to a conclusion, and I was just amazed to hear
it's a quite correct conclusion based on facts. I know that drives a lot of our listeners crazy, those out there, and there are a few who don't want to talk about Israel or who think it's a side issue, or, well, they have a lot to learn.
Yes, they do. It's
all right,
not a
Bob.
Side issue.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
All right, we have another outspoken Texan aboard, our resident cynic. I just might make him my attorney general when I become president, Jim from Texas.
You know, Mike, the only thing that amazes me tonight is your amazement at the chutzpah of our Jewish brethren.
Well, I'm
okay?
not amazed. It's something that just continues, and it's
they've been
something
at this
we
for
see all
thousands
the time.
Mike, they've been at this for thousands of years, doing the same thing over and over again, controlling every country, controlling every thought, every means of communication. They do the same thing over and over again, and yet you cite amazement at that they get away with it.
No, it's not amazement, Jim. It's disgust.
Well, if it's disgust,
I'll tell you what I am amazed at. I am amazed at the fact that there are so many intelligent Americans who continue to be hornswoggled as they are by the Jewish-controlled mass media in America. That amazes me. That does amaze me.
What amazes me is that most Americans, or 99.999%, cannot look at all the Democrat and Republican candidates and not picture them wearing their yarmulkes and holding their menorahs and bowing and scraping to Israel as they recite all their speeches. They can't see it.
You know, it's funny, Jim, that you bring this up, because just this evening before I came on the air here, the folks at the Barnes Review asked me if I would write an editorial for this issue, this forthcoming issue of the Barnes Review, and they hammered out a brief idea or two, and I said, well, you know, it's funny, that's exactly what I was going to write about, but I did not write particularly about the mass ignorance of the American people, which we understand the so-called unwashed masses are more worried about football and things. But I'm more concerned and amazed and angry and stupefied and disgusted by the so many intelligent people, like my friend I always refer to, the big shot lawyer, these intelligent people who are good-spirited and good-hearted, who don't somehow seem to understand the problem, or even although they kind of understand the problem, they refuse to look at the problem in the context of the bigger picture. That's the real problem, I think. I mean, obviously, we're up against millions of Americans who either don't care or don't understand or don't want to know. But so many people who are concerned about what's happening in our world are still so stupid and
Mike,
so misled.
I can find fault with your whole argument there, because I can never consider someone intelligent that refuses to see the big picture. That automatically disqualifies them from being considered intelligent.
Well, I see your point, Jim, but on the other hand, I mean, you know, there are the really ignorant, and then there are those who are intelligent in every other aspect, and yet they still somehow don't get it. I don't understand it.
I do understand it, Mike, because if you were standing there with your very intelligent lawyer friend and you told him, you know, a human being cannot stare into the sun without doing their eyes harm, and he told you, you're a lying sack of you-know-what, and stood there and stared into the sun, but he won't do it because he knows you can't stare into the sun, okay? But he'll tell you, well, I can if I want to, because this is someone that's refusing to see the truth.
Why do you think, therefore, he's not intelligent. Let me ask you this, Jim. I understand what you're saying, but why do you think there are people like this? I'm not talking about the big numbers of people. I'm talking about the people like the big-shot lawyer.
Okay.
What's the problem?
The problem is most people that you would consider intelligent, even I might consider intelligent, although I don't consider too many people intelligent.
That's why you're our resident.
They will never, ever admit they're wrong, okay? That's the problem. I won't admit I'm wrong. I mean, this guy won't admit he's wrong, because to listen to you would be to admit that he's been wrong. So, therefore, he will not listen to you.
Well,
I got a twin brother. I can't. He won't admit he's wrong.
What is a twin brother.
I live my whole life with.
I guess I have to wonder, what does it take to crack these people's heads open?
You cannot crack their heads open until, as I described to you or whoever I talked to last, I think it was Mark, that it takes a Weimar Germany where they're completely destroyed, their savings are gone, their farms are gone, they're starving to death, and they have no other way to turn to, they might finally see the light. As long as they're living comfortably, they're never going to admit you're right, Mike. It won't happen. Okay?
You know, I guess the thing that scares me about all of this, Jim, is that we're in a completely different world now where crazy people are in power and they have their hands on nuclear buttons and they've actually talked about using these nuclear weapons. And you know, it's not like the old days. And I just don't know where we're going to go, Jim. It's frustrating for me, and I know it's frustrating for every person who's listening out there tonight.
Oh, what's his name, Carroll, that wrote Alice in Wonderland? He described it perfectly, where you say, first we'll have the sentence and then the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And people will nod their heads and say, it makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this is a situation we're in. There is absolutely no hope until it all comes to a complete finale, and then there's very little hope, but then what are you going to do? Okay? People will go along. They'll go along to get along, okay? That's the way people are, like your big-shot lawyer friend. He's never going to admit. I don't care. You could cite him 10,000 volumes of verse and prose and everything else you could throw at him, showing that you're absolutely right, and he's going to give you that dull look, and he's going to say, no, that's not true.
You know, Jim, it's really crazy because he's almost kind of enthusiastic about the idea that his oldest son might decide to go into the military. I don't get it. I do not get it.
You cannot reason with an idiot, okay?
Yeah,
can't
you know,
happen.
Mark Glenn was telling me when I was in Idaho about some of the people he knows who one has lost a son in Iraq, and another has a son who just, I think Mark talked about it on his show, another ran off and joined the Navy. And there are so many good people out there who, it's frustrating, Jim.
It's frustrating, but what are you going to do? All you can do is try and tell the truth, and if there's one or two individuals in the whole Western Hemisphere that listens to you, well, you've done something.
You know what, Jim? That's exactly how I concluded this editorial that I just finished up tonight. I said, all we can do is just keep on doing what we're doing, calling radio shows, television shows, writing letters to the editor. You know, I have the privilege of having my own radio show and writing for a weekly newspaper, but here you are, you're calling in, and other people call this network and other networks, and just getting the word out there, that's all we can do, because and hope that someone somewhere of some influence with some power is going to do something. And I also say that there are a lot of good people in the military and in government who do want to do things, and if they know that there are people out there that support them, they're going to be more likely to do things. So that's all we can do. It's frustrating.
It's kind of like Chicken Little if the sky really was falling. You know, you're trying to tell people. You know, I mean, it's a stupid analogy, I know, but if the sky really was falling, Chicken Little would be a hero.
That's right. So I guess we just got to keep saying
that. And Turkey Lurkey would be your big shot lawyer friend.
I must call him that the next time I speak to him.
Okay, but don't call me Chicken Little, although you could call me Chicken Little because the sky is falling. So.
That's true enough. It's falling, and it's falling
I'll
again.
Let you go, Mike. I don't
All right, Jim,
your
good
time.
Talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to squeeze in one more caller here tonight. We have the break coming up. We're going to go to Carlos in California when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hour here for this week. God willing, we will be here, all of us, on Monday. In the meantime, we have Carlos calling in from California. Let's see what Carlos has to say.
Hi, Michael. Well, I'm terribly frustrated, too, and my frustration You know, we continually get conned and conned and conned. When I look at what happened at that bridge in Minneapolis.
Exactly.
Right away, a lot of thoughts come to my mind. Chertoff, what's his name, the guy from Homeland Security?
Michael Chertoff, yeah.
Called up right away and says, oh, you know what, there's no terrorism involved. Of course, he made such a rush to judgment analysis, just like they did on 9/11 when after 2 hours after the towers were hit, we had Bin Laden splashed all over the television screen.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And so, and then the next day, they say, by the way, 20 bridges across the United States have tremendous fatigue, and, you know, we're going to have to fix them. And then the day after or so, they say, by the way, the cost of fixing all these bridges is $1.6 trillion.
Good God.
Now, my question is this. When I was working for aerospace companies, in order to estimate the value of a certain product, we did a lot of fact-finding. We analyzed the custom materials. We took a selection of suppliers. I mean, the process took months of fact-finding.
Interesting
before we
point.
Came.
Interesting point. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
How did they know all of a sudden how many bridges were in danger and how much it was going to cost? It's because they knew all along.
Exactly. My point is there was some hanky-panky down to that bridge, and innocent people got killed, and they continually con us. And when it gets to losing lives, it really angers me. These poor innocent people that some company, probably a new conservative, maybe Halliburton.
Yeah.
Bell, gets a contract, a nice, juicy contract at the expense of people's lives.
That's right. And, you know, of course, everybody now wants to make sure their bridges are in working good condition. So everybody's going to want all their bridges fixed, and it's going to cost trillions, they say, to do it. Yes. And, of course, it's this ugly circle of intrigue and deception and lies. And that's a very interesting point, Carlos. And, you know,
not only that, my mind keeps rolling, and I said, well, wait a minute, who's going to do the work? And also, if somebody's going to do the work, what a wonderful opportunity with some devious minds to sabotage these bridges.
Exactly.
Can you think of Golden Gate Bridge at 5 p.m. falling apart with thousands of cars falling into the ocean, and then it's blamed on Al-Qaeda?
The ramifications, the implications are so immense.
Yes, sir. A quick point on Giuliani. He was a member of the Justice Department. He whitewashed an investigation on some of the big banks like Citigroup, Chase Manhattan, and other banks.
He's one of the
lending practices on South America. He whitewashed an investigation that was going on that.
He's one of the biggest criminals around.
Exactly, and that's how he got to be mayor of New York City.
That's the only way he can become mayor of New York City. Carlos, thanks for your call. Very interesting point. Appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it all here tonight. What more can be said? A lot more, and we will continue to say a lot more. Thanks to RBN for making this program possible. Thanks to you, the listeners. It's true.